This is the next Food Network Star, a DCU Food Network AU, written by Somehow Unbroken and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Tim Drake, Jason Todd, with additional tags for Food Network AU, Ridiculous. This is the first part of the Food Network AU series. I hate him. Dick snorts from his seat on the sofa. You can't hate him, Jay. You've never even met him. I can, and I do, Jason insists, slapping the magazine he's been holding down onto the counter. Food and Wine thinks he's better than me. Look! Dick doesn't look. But then again, Dick's the one who brought the article to his attention, so he's already seen it. They wrote an article, he says, clearly amused. They didn't say they liked him better than you. Drake combines culinary school food knowledge with quirky, easy-to-follow recipes, Jason reads aloud. He may very well be this generation's Alton Brown. Alton Brown, Dick! They called you the next Mario Batali, Dick reminds him. Not that you even make that much Italian food, so I don't know where that came from. It's a flavoring thing, and you know it, Jason says, scanning the article again. Listen to this! On top of all of that, Drake's charming good looks and ability to laugh at his own corny jokes makes him impossible to dislike. It's like cooking with your favorite little brother right there with you. He sighs and pushes the magazine away. They never said that about me. You never went for adorable little brother, Dick counters. Then again, you're taller than any little brother has the right to be, so good call. Jason sighs again, mostly for effect, and slumps across the counter. Washed up at 24. I've been replaced by a younger model. Woe is you! Dick agrees. Look, I think you should meet him.
No.
Yes, Dick says, suddenly insistent. He's a nice guy.
You've met him? Jason yelps, looking up. You're taking his side? You are the worst, Dick. The worst.
Dick sighs dramatically. Look, Jason, I love you like a brother.
You are my brother, asshole.
But his steak sauce is better than yours, Dick continues. You should meet him and...
What?
Jason cuts in.
No! Nobody's steak sauce is better than mine. Ted Allen once wrote an ode to my steak sauce.
I know, Dick says. You have it framed in the kitchen.
Damn right I do, Jason snaps. There is no way this Drake guy's steak sauce is better than mine. No way.
Dick just shrugs. Jason grabs his coat and pulls it on as he heads for the door. I'm gonna go meet and greet, and I'm going to prove that my steak sauce is better, he says as he picks up his keys. I'll make you eat your words, Grayson. Without the benefit of steak sauce. He's gone before he can hear Dick snort and mutter, knew you'd fall for it. Jason fumes his way down to the food stage where Drake's show is filmed. It really is reminiscent of Alton Brown's set for Good Eats. He doesn't have the chalkboard or the props falling from the ceiling, but there's definitely more of a Bill Nye feel to Drake's set than you'd find on, say, Jason's set.
Hey, Jason, Ramon says. He's one of the sound people on Jason's show, and he's an all-around great guy. Jason usually sends him home with some of the leftover prop food from his shows, because Ramon's got a 4-year-old who once told Jason that his mac and cheese was better than eating pie. And Jason's been wrapped around her little finger ever since. Hey, Ramon, Jason says. Is the new guy filming today? There's a crashing sound from the set. And when Jason and Ramon turn, Tim Drake is standing in a spreading pool of tomato sauce, staring at them. Oh my god! He yelps after a few seconds of mutual staring. He drops down to the floor and starts sort of pushing the sauce into a pile with his hands, like that's going to help anything. Dick is a dumbass, Jason announces to Ramon, who shrugs and mimes zipping his lips. He's met Dick. He, unfortunately, likes Dick. Jason has no allies here, so he sighs and goes to help Drake with the sauce problem. I need a towel, Drake says when Jason reaches his side. Jason snorts. No, you need a mop. And probably a different pair of pants. Drake's managed to, somehow, push the sauce closer to himself than it was when he knelt down in the puddle. Jason feels a little better about the Alton Brown thing, now that he sees the guy kneeling in a bunch of sauce. God, Drake mutters. He's staring at his sauce-covered hands. So, I'd shake your hand, but... Yeah, no, Jason agrees. So you're the wunderkind that Food and Wine is all a flutter over. Drake groans and moves his hands like he's going to push his face into them, but sadly reconsiders before actually getting there. Ugh, please don't remind me of that article. Please, it's cut and blown way out of proportion. Jason raises an eyebrow. Somehow, he wasn't expecting this sauce-dropping guy who's totally uninterested in tooting his own horn to be, well, the guy from the article. Well, he's already here, so... Hey, Drake, let's call maintenance and let them do their jobs. You find a change of clothes, and we can get some coffee. Drake finally looks up at the mention of coffee, and... Wow, okay... Maybe Jason would rather he be staring at his sauce mess again because his eyes and his stupid poofy hair and his whole face are just really attractive. God damn it, Dick. So as it turns out, Drake, Tim, call me Tim, is maybe a little bit of a fanboy. It all happened really fast, he says over his second cup of coffee. I mean, one day I'm in culinary school, and then it seems like the next day I'm sitting at a Starbucks with Jason Todd. I mean, I've been watching Booking and Cooking since... Tim shuts his mouth abruptly and looks down into his coffee like it's got the secrets to perfectly timed fudge. Well, Jason says as he leans back, I watch a lot of Booking and Cooking too. Occupational hazard. It's such a great idea, Tim says, looking up again. I mean, figuring out recipes for things served in books? You've got such great material to draw from, and people are going to keep tuning in to see what story you're bringing to life each week. Jason finds himself smiling. Now I'm wondering what recipe and book combo drew you in. Tim coughs and blushes. Gorba melts, actually. Gorba melts? Jason repeats, snorting. Somehow I didn't peg you for a Star Wars fan. Tim shrugs, smiling a little. My best friend growing up was big into them. To make a long story short, he got cancer. I heard somewhere that talking to people about their interests can help them. And I read a ton of the books to have something to talk about. Jeez, Jason says after a moment. I don't really know how to respond to that. He's fine now, Tim adds. Well, in remission. They never say fine, but they're a bunch of pessimists. He pauses. And he loved the Gorba melts. They were delicious.
They are, Jason affirms. It's his personal opinion that anything with that much cheese has to be good. But it's still nice to find someone who agrees.
What was your twist?
My what?
Tim asks, blinking.
Your twist, Jason repeats. I've never known anyone in this business who could actually follow a recipe without adding their own touches to it.
Tim says. And yup, here comes the blush. It's completely ridiculous, the way it creeps down his neck and under the collar of his... Nope, not going there.
Cream cheese, Tim finally says. And Jason blinks a few times.
To help the creaminess. It really helped it blend, you know?
But the sweetness, Jason says, frowning.
Tim shakes his head enthusiastically.
No, but if you crumble the bacon... Oh, my God, Jason says, eyes widening. How did I not think of that?
Tim grins.
You didn't? Okay, well, you have to try it. It's really great.
He pauses.
And if you chunk the pork instead of shredding it... Come on, Jason says, standing abruptly.
He reaches out and snags Tim by the jacket when he doesn't leap up as well.
Kitchen, let's do this thing.
You want to cook with me?
Tim says.
And, okay, there's a little inner fanboy coming out again. It's a little bizarre, but only because Tim is a professional who apparently improves Gorba melts. It's not like Jason hasn't had to deal with people way less talented with way more fawning.
I want you to cook for me, Jason corrects. Make me a Gorba melt, Tim. Blow my mind.
Okay,
Tim says, grin spreading across his face.
I'll do my best. Dick. Dick. That is both your name and an insult, by the way.
I hate you. This guy makes a great Gorba melt and has amazing ideas for a symposium-inspired episode. We're considering petitioning for a guest appearance.
Also, he invited me over for homemade pizza tomorrow. What do I bring? I really hate you.
But you were wrong about the steak sauce.
The end.
Author's notes. Full disclosure. I have no idea what a Gorba melt is. Apologies. This is Holiday Cheer, a DCU Food Network AU, written by Somehow Unbroken, and read by
Annalise O10
and Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the pairing Tim Drake, Jason Todd, with additional tags for Food Network AU, Holidays, Epistolary. This is the second part of the Food Network AU series.
Dick Grayson, at Grayson's Bites. Everyone tune into hashtag holiday cheer on Food Network. It's time for the hashtag booking and cooking, hashtag foodsplaining show with two of my favorite people.
Hey there, Jason says, grinning into the camera. I'm Jason Todd from Booking and Cooking.
And I'm Tim Drake from Foodsplaining,
Tim says, smiling on cue. Welcome to Holiday Cheer, where you get two Food Network hosts for the price of one. We're here for a full hour for you today, Jason continues. We're combining our shows, so you'll get the booking and cooking experience with some extra foodsplaining flair on top of that. We'll show you some great recipes and talk about some great literature, Tim promises. And we'll take a look at the science behind your food. Stay tuned for this Little Women-themed episode of Holiday Cheer.
Food Network Forums, episode Holiday Cheer, Jason Todd and Tim Drake. Today, 6:01 p.m. Books and Cooks fan. I'm so excited for this episode of Holiday Cheer. It's such a great idea to have chefs work together, and I was really hoping these two would get to co-star. Anyone else think they'll put together an amazing show? Today, 6:02 p.m., Science Cookery. Ah! A Little Women holiday episode with Tim and Jason! This is going to be so great! I can't wait to see what they cook up! Ha ha! Food fan, at food fan. OMG, it's on. It's time. Hashtag holiday cheer. Hashtag booking and cooking. Hashtag foodsplaining. Eat to live, at books and cooks fan, at food fan. I am so excited. Definitely saving this to the DVR. Hashtag holiday cheer.
So, a little background on Little Women, Jason says. It was written by Louisa May Alcott, first published in two volumes in 1868 and 69, and focuses on the lives of the March sisters during the Civil War. It's considered by a lot of people to be a great coming-of-age novel, as well as a work of feminist literature. And we all know how much Jason enjoys his feminist literature, Tim interjects, grinning at Jason. Jason points a spatula at him. Everyone should enjoy feminist literature, Tim. Everyone. If you decide you don't like it, well, no mulled wine for you. Tim blinks innocently. Oh, no, don't worry. I love feminist literature. He smiles at the camera. And mulled wine.
Today, 6:06 p.m., Science Cookery. This show is so great. It's like watching my two favorite people together. Jason Todd can cook. Holiday cheer is here! Reblog. OMG, Tim Drake. It's the most wonderful show of the year. Reblog, Books and Cooks fan. Well, this episode anyway. Ning. Reblog, OMG, Tim Drake. Haha, too true. Reblog, Jason Todd can cook. Is it just me or are they kinda...
So our menu today is inspired by a few things that the March sisters actually made, or attempted to make, and a few things that would have been common for Christmas dinners at the time, Tim says. We're going to do roast duck with a currant glaze, baked squash, and blancmange for dessert. We'll also be doing spiced cider and mulled wine to go along with our meal, Jason adds. And if Tim can behave himself, he'll even get to try it. Tim,
pouts outrageously. I always behave myself, Jason. It's like you don't know me at all.
OMG Tim Drake. Flirting. The word you're looking for is flirting. And, yeah, I think they are.
Dick has his laptop open and his television on. Jason had refused to sit and watch the special with him. Dick's not sure why, except that he'd muttered something about it being on the DVR anyway before leaving. Dick's enjoying the show so far, and watching Jason and Tim interact gives him the warm fuzzies. Tim's a great guy, and he's quirky and weird enough to keep Jason's interest. Dick is proud of himself, okay? And he's not ashamed to admit it. Two people who aren't Jason and Tim, anyway. He's waiting on that one until they're officially... something. Though, from the way the show is going, that might not take long. Dick grins as Jason starts preparing the glaze, while Tim explains the science behind mulled wine. Something about heat and spices and alcohol that Dick will find really interesting on his second viewing. Right now, he is grinning because the camera keeps switching between the two of them as they take turns talking, and it's caught them staring at each other with the goofiest expressions more than once. Dick reaches around and pats himself on the back.
Dick Grayson, at Grayson's Bites. Roast duck with currant glaze? Can we say yum? Hashtag holiday cheer. Dick Grayson, at Grayson's Bites. Hashtag holiday cheer. Wish I had some mulled wine right now. That looks amazing.
The thing is, Jason can make roast duck in his sleep. The current glaze isn't even really an issue, because it's modeled on 100 glazes he's made before, and as long as he times the boil just right, there won't be an issue. No, the issue is that since he's doing something that doesn't require all that much attention, he's kind of paying too much attention to Tim. He knows he's staring when the camera isn't on him. He knows he's sneaking little peeks at Tim as he gets excited about the process of mulled wine, the way the spices work with the alcohol over the heat, the way his face flushes a little as his hands try to help explain, making shapes and extending his thoughts in a way that Jason's not sure the viewers will understand as more than, oh, he's just really excited about food. Jason understands. They've had their share of... Jason isn't going to call them dates. It's been more like the first time they met, where one of them will start musing about a recipe and the other one will add their thoughts, and before long they're in the test kitchen at 2 a.m. yelling about allspice. It's been a lot of fun, though. It's been a long time since Jason's been able to cook with someone who challenges him and can keep up with him at the same time. Dick doesn't count, because the only time they cook together is when Alfred asks them over to make holiday meals, and they drive each other nuts anyway. Jason would call it instant friendship, but he's definitely feeling like it's more than that. He doesn't eat things off of spoons that Roy shoves in his face, for instance, nor would he dip a finger into a batch of sauce and hold it out for Corey to sample. At the same time, though, he doesn't want to say anything, not until he's sure that Tim isn't just that kind of friendly, that kind of in your space. And now the camera is swiveling towards him, and he knows he's got the most gobsmacked expression on his face, and he needs to... Deep breaths, Todd. He fixes a grin on his face and points into the pot. When your glaze gets to this stage, it's almost done, and you need to start keeping a close eye on it.
Today, 6:36 p.m. Food. I'd so love to be in the audience for this. Can you even imagine getting to smell all those things while those two cooked them? OMG, it sounds like a dream come true. Today, 6:37 p.m., Books and Cooks fan. I think they think it's a dream come true, too, but maybe not for the reasons you mean. Today, 6:39 p.m., food. Yeah, I noticed that, too. They look like they're having a good time.
Tim stirs the spices into the cider and smiles for the camera, glad when it pans over to Jason, who starts explaining what the end of the glaze should look like. Tim takes a moment to roll his shoulders, letting out the tension he's completely sure must be translating to the screen. He really hopes they don't have to reshoot any of this. His nerves are already kind of frazzled. He's not sure what he was expecting when Dick Grayson stopped by the set. Well, okay. He was expecting the guy to be exactly as friendly as he was. But when he'd figured out that booking and cooking was one of Tim's favorites and offered to introduce Tim to Jason Todd... Yes, Jason Todd, he's my brother, no worries. And how could Tim have forgotten that little tidbit? How could Tim have forgotten that the host of Grayson's Bites was the brother of the chef that Tim maybe had sort of been crushing on since he first saw booking and cooking? He's pretty sure he kept his cool until Dick left. But he knows for a fact that he'll be paying Ramon and Cookies for months to keep him quiet about the meltdown Tim had had into his pancetta after Dick walked out. And then Jason had stormed in like Tim had somehow personally wronged him. But then the day had ended with coffee and sandwiches that had grown progressively more extravagant and ridiculous as the night wore on. And they've gotten together more times since then, too. And Tim isn't sure how to interpret, "Here, taste this, it's missing something," when it's accompanied by a finger full of sauce in his face. But he's also not sure why he's reciprocating by shoving spoonfuls of risotto into Jason's mouth. It's worth it for the reaction it gets him. Lashes fluttering as the flavors combine, a little exhalation after he swallows, the immediate outstretched hand, complete with waggling fingers demanding more. And, okay, maybe Tim is sure how to interpret this whole thing. Maybe he's just a little overwhelmed that Jason Todd, the Jason Todd, is the kind of guy who can be the book-loving charmer from television and the kind of abrasive guy who needs more coffee in the mornings than he'll ever admit to, and the person who texts Tim at 4 a.m. just to say, "Pancakes are my new religion," all at the same time. Tim's still stirring the cider, he realizes with a jolt. Might be time to do other things. Not before he sneaks another look at Jason, though, who manages to make glazing a duck look incredible. He needs a deep breath. Or four. He needs to figure out what he's going to be doing when the camera pans over next. He needs to get a grip, because this is going to be really embarrassing really soon if he doesn't. Tim forces himself to stop stirring and start focusing on preparing the squash. He can do this. Really.
Sciencey Meals. So, I just googled Jason Todd, Tim Drake dating and got no results? Reblog. Jason Todd can cook. How can this be? Reblog. Books and Cooks fan. I call bullshit. Dick Grayson, at Grayson's Bites. Hashtag holiday cheer. If at booking and cooking doesn't bring me leftover duck, I'm going to cry. Hashtag brother chef problems. Dick Grayson, at Grayson's Bites. Hashtag holiday cheer. Maybe I can get food splaining to drop some off. Come on, Tim. I'll trade you pesto and bacon pinwheels for some duck and squash.
So the duck's in the oven, the squash is ready to go in, and the drinks are bubbling away, Jason says, smiling into the camera. When we come back, Tim will tell everyone what blancmange actually is, and then we'll show you how to make one. Nico, the director for the episode, holds up a hand, taking his fingers down from 5. Cut, he calls when the camera clicks off. Looking good, you two. Thanks, Tim says. He stretches his arm up over his head, and Jason's sad to see that it doesn't make his shirt rise enough to show off his stomach. Wait, no. What? Why?
Get a grip,
he mutters to himself. What? What? No, hi, nothing, Jason says. He makes a face. Okay, let's try that again. This has been a lot of fun, so don't take this the wrong way, but I'm glad it's almost over. Me too, Tim agrees. The last portion of the episode is always the worst. The end is in sight, but... blancmange. Blancmange. Jason agrees. $10 says less than a quarter of the people who watch this episode actually make it. Tim laughs. I'm not digging that one. Blancmange is just pudding with high self-esteem, Jason says. And almost everyone makes pudding from box mix these days. I make pudding from box mix, Tim confesses. But not to serve to other people. It's one of those hungry at 4 a.m. foods. Pancakes, Jason says. I'm telling you, they're great. Next time you get a 4 a.m. food craving, call me. Chances are good I'll already have some going, and I'll share as long as you don't mind me in pajamas. As long as you don't sleep naked, Tim says, grinning when Jason chokes a little. Not for the first visit, anyway. What? Jason says, faltering as Tim claps a hand across his mouth. Nothing, Tim squeaks. The blush is back in full force, spreading across his cheeks and down his neck in record time. Pretend I didn't say that. Oh my god. Jason starts, but Nico holds his hand up again to signal that they're going back to taping. Okay, tabled for now, but I think we should maybe talk. You two are adorable, Ramon calls from the cameras, one headphone on his ear, the other pushed back so he can hear their responses. Always remember that Big Brother Ramon is listening, though. Let's wrap this, huh? Oh my god, Tim squeaks again. But he takes a deep breath and shakes his head, and it's like a mask slides over him. He's cool, calm, and collected when Nico starts ticking off the timer. And Jason's glad that Tim's on first, because he feels like a gawking idiot when Tim starts talking. This is a terrible time for revelations, Jason thinks. But hey, at least he's got a clue now.
Food fan. At food fan. At Grayson's Bites, so are at foodsplaining and at booking and cooking making smoochy faces at each other at home too? OMG, at OMG Tim Drake, at Grayson's Bites, tell the truth. They're dating, right? It's science! At Sciency Cooks, at Grayson's Bites, Dick, you're our only hope. Please confirm. Dick Grayson, at Grayson's Bites, at Sciency Cooks, at Food Fan, at OMG Tim Drake. That's their business, not mine. Smiley face. OMG, at OMG Tim Drake. That's as good as a yes, right? RT, at Grayson's Bites, at Sciency Cooks, at Food Fan, at OMG Tim Drake. That's their business, not mine. Smiley face. foodfan, at foodfan, at omgtimdrake, at sciencycooks. Yeah, I think it is. RT, at omgtimdrake. That's as good as a yes, right?
Dick's phone rings. Don't say anything to those people, Jason says, before Dick can get a word out. It's none of their damn business. I think you'll notice that I told them that, Dick says, amused. Not in those exact words, but I did say it. Jason blows out a breath. Tim might be freaking out over ratings and whatever. You're with him? Dick goes for casual. Yeah, of course I'm... Dick. Yes? Dick says innocently. You set us up. Of course I did, Dick agrees. Did it work, is what I want to know. There's a scuffling noise, and then Tim says, Gotta go. Talk to you later. You can have the duck. And then he hangs up.
Books and Cooks fan. Did you guys see? Oh my god, go check Tim's Twitter! Tim Drake, at Foodsplaining. Thanks to everyone who tuned in to see hashtag holiday cheer with me and Jason Todd tonight. Tim Drake, at Foodsplaining. And yes, for those of you who have been speculating, at Booking and Cooking and I are making smoochy faces at each other at home now, too. Tim Drake, at Foodsplaining. Happy holidays, smiley face.
The end.
The end.